Hello and welcome to EDUCAUSE Now. EDUCAUSE Now is sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting, providing management and IT consulting services to higher education institutions around the world. MoranTechnology.com. I'm Jerry Bain, and on this edition of EDUCAUSE Now, we feature an interview with Colin Asher, Senior Fellow at Durham University. He provides some insight on portfolio management and ways to intelligently link IT investments with strategic priorities. But first, we take a look at the upcoming ELI annual conference happening in February. The EDUCAUSE Learning Initiative will hold their annual conference next month, February 13th through the 15th in Austin, Texas. The conference will explore a rich matrix of themes that capture key opportunities and challenges facing the teaching and learning community and higher education. I spoke with Malcolm Brown and Veronica Diaz, Director and Associate Director of ELI. They decided to create sessions from content anchors crowdsourced from their membership. They used a survey mechanism to find out what challenges and opportunities are on the minds of the teaching and learning community.
And what resulted were five themes that really formed the nexus of the thematic course of the annual meeting. Those five themes turned out to be mobile learning, learning analytics, digital literacy, evidence of impact, and social media. What we did, we made sure that we had representative presentations in each of those five, so it covers both the breadth and depth of what the community see their greatest challenges being.
Some of the new sessions this year include a pair of discussion/debate panels addressing important topics in teaching and learning. The first of these debates is on learning analytics.
What are learning analytics really measuring? Are they really measuring learning or something that is close to learning but not really at the heart of learning? So we have Randy Bass and Gardner Campbell, John Fitz and John Campbell being on this panel, and they will be having a lively discussion. The other panel has to do with provisioning the infrastructure to support and promote collaboration in teaching and learning. Here we have Jim Davis from UCLA, Sally Jackson, who used to be a CIO in Illinois, now is a faculty member, and Michael Wesch, all talking about what the needs of the faculty are for collaborative learning environments, and the ability, on the other hand, for the central IT organization to keep pace with that and to meet as much of that demand as they can. So it really is going to be an exploration about the tension here between what the faculty are seeing as directions they would like to go in and the IT organization's ability to kind of keep pace with that.
Another important aspect of the conference are the keynote and featured sessions.
Our theme this year is taking the pulse, connecting, assessing, and innovating. And so our keynote, both featured and general session speakers, are really meant to help people begin to think about those areas. We've got Adrian Sanier from Pearson, Catherine Casserly from Creative Commons, Chris Deedy from Harvard, who's going to be talking about emerging learning technologies. And of course, we've got the unveiling of the 2012 Horizon Report, as is the tradition at the annual meeting.
Another type of innovation that we're introducing here is that of our game. It takes place across the entire length of the annual meeting. And it's a game that is going to just give our attendees something they can participate in that's sort of fun, amusing. There are going to be prizes for winners. The nature of the game is to have the community think about what is the best type of social media application for a given type of teaching and learning implementation or application.
And if you can't make your way to Austin, there's still a chance to fully participate with the ELI 2012 online annual meeting. The conference had an online version beginning last year, and this year, ELI continues the trend and has grown the experience for online attendees.
This year, you're going to see some pre-conference seminars online, which we didn't have last year, and also an increase in the number of online sessions that we've got. And we'll have lots of expert facilitators and moderators that will really help to engage the online audience in the content. And we're excited also to be using for the first time InExpo, which will serve as a one-stop shop for our online participants. With one login, you'll have access to the entire program and all of the resources, making it really easy to participate.
The ELI Annual Conference takes place in Austin, Texas, and online February 13th through the 15th. To find out more and to register, visit www.educause.edu/ELI12. That's ELI12.
To stay up to date on public and campus policy issues affecting higher education IT, subscribe to the EDUCAUSE Policy Digest. You'll receive our semi-monthly newsletter, as well as breaking news and calls to action on legislation in policy alert emails. Subscribe now at educause.edu/policydigest.
Colin Ashard is a senior fellow at Durham University. His expertise lies in linking IT investments with strategic priorities. Here's his interview with Beth Forrest Warner.
Thanks for joining us today, Colin.
Thank you.
One of your main goals is helping institutions use IT for business innovations. Could you talk about some of the ways your research has helped solve this challenge so far?
It's a really interesting question. I teach and research in a business school, so what I'm interested in is management practices and innovation in management practices. I think for organizations, innovation is not just about the technology. So we need to work out how people and teams can work in creative and collaborative ways to take advantage of the technology, and that's the sort of area I'm interested in. So I guess in terms of my research, I'm building on foundations from agile approaches, benefits-driven approaches, and perhaps also the idea of design. The work I've been doing most recently is action research. So it's taking the theory and learning how to put the ideas into practice. So I've been looking at working with teams, principally teams, and trying to gain adoption of more creative, agile ways of working.
How can organizations begin to more intelligently link their IT investments with strategic priorities for the institution?
One key way to link investments with strategic priorities, for me anyway, is to use a portfolio framework. We were running a workshop here this morning using a framework that's all around setting priorities based on the strategic contribution of the projects, and to use the portfolio to get perhaps a visual view and a discussion around both where individual projects fit and where the balance of the whole portfolio should be. It's a very simple tool, but the key for me is to get people from IT and from the academic and support services areas talking together to get a better, really shared view of priorities. So that's, for me, the starting point. I think to go beyond that, you can start to use some of the strategy tools to help explore more deeply, but to take a portfolio perspective seems the right starting point.
So given the advantages of looking at a portfolio direction, what do you see as problematic about most IT project portfolio management in higher education now, and how can IT help with that?
It's a challenging environment. We have the tension between central control and local control, which will change from institution to institution. Even when IT might be centrally controlled, there's almost certainly going to be decentralization of power in the academic schools and support departments. So a key challenge for portfolio management is to bring together all those different views. And also, I think it's very important to look at the portfolio as an end-to-end management framework. So it's not just about setting the priorities, but it's following through, delivering the projects, delivering the change. And certainly in many universities and certainly in the UK, where I come from, there's a great emphasis on setting policy, but there's not so much emphasis on managing change. So I think it is hard work to get overall management of that portfolio because of those many different challenges. It was interesting in the workshop this morning, a number of people had tried to introduce portfolio management ideas and found it very difficult. And I think anybody starting out on that journey has to recognise that it might not be a quick win. And some of the tools are simple, but it has to be approached recognising that it's going to take work over the long term with the number of activities involved to get buy-in and gradually build up a more effective portfolio management approach.
One of the issues that I've run across in the past in terms of beginning to introduce a portfolio management strategy around strategic directions is so much of what IT departments do is maintenance and maintaining existing systems. How do you begin to balance that strategic direction with the let's keep the lights on approach?
That's a good question, isn't it? Because such a large percentage of the budget does go on maintenance and support, and there's no getting away from that. The way we've approached it, we will have different layers to the portfolio, effectively current systems and services, current projects we're actually working on, and then future projects, so that we can look at any different dimension in that way. Because it is important to keep a handle on existing services, and we'd apply the same framework to that and start to think about allocation of resource there, need for change. And also, we'd very much take our benefits thinking to existing systems and services and think about what could we do to get more out of what we're doing, mm-hmm. to perhaps increase the effectiveness of use of information, to get just more value from those existing services. So I think you're right, that is a key area to focus on as part of your portfolio management strategy.
What kind of lessons from the commercial world can higher education learn, particularly in this space?
Our work around using the portfolio, we've looked at all sorts of organisations. Mm-hmm. And I think higher education is, you know, for many reasons, a challenging environment. Some of the issues we've talked about federal structures, often the politics, and particularly, I think, the emphasis on non-financial benefits that's important in terms of perhaps student experience and other benefits that don't easily translate directly into money. So it's a challenging environment. I think in terms of the tools and the practices of portfolio management, there's good practice in higher education as there is elsewhere. I think for me, the whole agile approach, the emphasis on benefits-driven approaches and creative working styles that we've looked at a project level is particularly important. And certainly in some higher education institutions, that can be difficult because of the political nature of the environment. So for me, that's perhaps a key challenge and maybe a key opportunity to try and create some space or some culture where there is the opportunity to take risks, to work in creative ways.
Colin, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. No, it's been great to be here and to talk about some of these issues.
Colin Ashard, Senior Fellow at Durham University. If you'd like to find out more about the stories and people you hear about on EDUCAUSE Now, visit our show notes at www.educause.edu/now. EDUCAUSE Now is sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting, providing management and IT consulting services to higher education institutions around the world. MoranTechnology.com. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE. Thanks for listening.